Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
People need to know what was in these Epstein files. Who is the government protecting? This is a matter of trust.
All right, breaking news. Top Democrats are fighting back. Now is not the time to roll over and play dead. It's the time to double down and demand the level of transparency that Donald Trump and his team ran on. They said they would release the Epstein files and be uniquely transparent. That was clearly a lie. Anyone that had a brain could tell that was a lie. But so far, we've seen $400 million bribes in the form of Qatari jets. That actually happened. We've seen Trump coin, a Melania coin, even a Barron coin. We've seen Elon Musk walking around the White House while doubling his own wealth since November. So the corruption has been off the charts. The transparency has been nowhere to be seen. And now, top Democrats are trying to force a release of the Epstein files. In just one second, I'm going to bring in Democratic Representative Ro Khanna of California, who is making a very clever move to put House Republicans in a sketchy spot. This reads, several House Democrats are mounting long-shot efforts to force a House vote on making Attorney General Pam Bondi release all records related to Jeffrey Epstein. Why it matters. Democrats are hoping to take advantage of a blow-up between President Trump and his base over the Epstein files by forcing their GOP colleagues to choose between them. The play here is that Representative Ro Khanna is forcing Republicans in Congress to either vote on the record with Donald Trump, Pam Bondi, and by extension, the pedophiles, or vote on the record with the American people and the base that wants the Epstein client list to be released. Driving the news, Representative Ro Khanna told Axios he will file an amendment to the Genius Act. I'm going to bring in Ro Khanna and we'll see what he has to say. Make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe, and watch till the end of the video for a surprise. I am joined today by the wonderful Representative Ro Khanna of California. How are you doing today, sir?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Let's jump right in. You told Axios earlier today that you were going to file an amendment to the Genius Act, which is a new cryptocurrency bill. And in this amendment, you said that Bondi, Attorney General Pam Bondi, should retain, preserve, and compile records related to the Epstein investigation. Can you expand on this?
She should compile them and then release them within 30 days. The reality is that people need to know what was in these Epstein files. Who is the government protecting? This is a matter of trust. Bondi has said that the client list exists. She has said that there is evidence of rich and powerful people being implicated in Epstein's crime. The public needs to know. And so I'm calling for the full release and the preservation of all evidence.
How does this relate to a broader problem with transparency when it comes to the Trump admin? They promised to be transparent, yet it seems like he's taking bribes from Qatar. He started his own crypto coin. Is this a part of a broader problem with transparency that you've seen?
It's a problem with trust, and it's a problem with a very simple question. Whose side are you on? The question is, are you on the side of the rich and powerful who have a thumb on their scale and are screwing working class and middle class Americans? Do you want to protect them, even if they took advantage of Epstein's services and had sex with potentially minors? Or are you on the side of the American people and you don't care about your donors, you don't care about the powerful implicated, you're going to release the files? The reality is that the Trump administration talked a big game about transparency, draining the swamp, releasing the names of powerful and rich people. But they've done the opposite. They're concealing this. They're making deals on their cryptocurrency. They took away the regulations to prevent lobbyists from giving gifts. So the American people can see through this.
And you know what I noticed? That when the American people began to be unified about an issue, which is the release of the Epstein client list, Donald Trump took to Truth Social and tried to harp on the most divisive issues. He tried to bring it back to the border or other issues that he finds quite divisive. In fact, he tried to turn the Epstein client list into a divisive issue in and of itself by saying Obama wrote the list, Crooked Hillary wrote the list. So he benefits from division, and this is the perfect microcosm of it all. He wants to divert our attention back to the most divisive issues possible. Is that true?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes no sense. If Obama and Hillary wrote the files, then he can't maintain at the same point that the files don't exist. They've got to at least pick a story. It's kind of like a defendant who's caught, who's trying four different stories and just seeing what'll stick. But at this point, people see through it because it goes to something deeper. It's not about the Epstein files themselves. It's about this idea that government is there to protect rich and powerful people, that while folks are facing economic hardship, economic pain, can't afford a house, can't afford rent, don't have a good paying job, they're seeing a government that's not working for them. And this is the time for the Democrats to say, we want a government who works for us. We are for transparency. We are for restoring trust.
And you know what's really clever about your amendment is that it forces Republicans to kind of take a side, right? Because the Rules Committee has 9 Republicans and 4 Democrats. So some Republicans on the panel will have to decide if they want to side with Trump and Pam Bondi by extension, or decide with the MAGA, or side with the MAGA base. Was that intentional on your behalf?
Absolutely. I'm hoping some Republicans like Chip Roy or other independent Republicans vote for the release of these files. I mean, this is something that the base cares about. They want to expose the corruption in government.
Yep. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much, Representative. Continue to fight the good fight, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Thanks for doing this.
I personally think this is a really clever tactic from Representative Ro Khanna, forcing Republicans to publicly take a stance, which kind of backs them into a corner. Do they want to vote with Donald Trump and Pam Bondi, which generally they are always aligned with Trump, but in doing so, they would be unaligned with their own constituents, with the American people who on both sides want the Epstein client list to be released. And as we talked about during this interview, when both sides finally agree on an issue, Republicans try to use it for more divisiveness. They try to push more and more divisiveness. This reads, catch up. The Epstein files have become a flashpoint for the Trump admin in recent days after the DOJ concluded the disgraced financier had no, quote, client list and died by suicide, not murder. But this was months after the DOJ saying, hey, we do have the client list sitting right on our desk. Over the next few weeks, we will be ramping up the operation at the Mockler HQ. I know I've been talking about this for a while, but it really takes time to build. Cameraman Nate is flying into Chicago tomorrow. Hayden is flying into Chicago. Our entire team is flying in to help set up the final touches of the studio. Then we're off to the races. Then Chris and I do the Chris and Adam show every other day. We have MAGA supporters coming in studio to debate. We essentially have a vision for a 360 media company that always has debates, breaking news, everything you could ask, all at your fingertips on the Adam Mockler channel. So if you're excited for that, make sure you subscribe. We are going to continue to build towards that on a daily basis, but it takes time. It takes a lot of time, and it's new. So we're still discovering it as we go. I appreciate you guys for being here as we push forward, and I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.